You know, there's a reason why we worship. It's because of the goodness of our God. He never fails us. You see, no matter what you may be going through right at this moment, our God is greater than those circumstances. No matter what you face, our God is bigger than those circumstances. You know, God's love for us is so audacious. His blessing that He wants to pour out upon us is extravagant. The grace that He has, that He wants to pour out upon this world, is limitless, because we serve a good God and He wants to do great things for the ones He loves. And that's you and me. You know, I'm reminded of this story in the Bible of this particular woman. For 12 years, she suffered with an incurable blood disease. For 12 long years, she spent all she had to try and find an answer. She went to all the physicians, she went to all the people trying to get relief, trying to stop the turmoil, trying to stop what was happening to her body, but she could not find anyone to bring the relief. Yet there was Jesus walking her way one day. And although Jesus was surrounded by a crowd of people, I can imagine them being so excited that Jesus has come to town. The rumors would have spread that He'd opened the blind eyes, that He'd healed the sick, that He'd raised the dead, and He was walking her way, and this was her opportunity. You see, the crowd could not stop her. And she pressed her way through just to touch Him. Today, you can press your way through to touch the Savior, and whatever you need, He is able to provide for you. And as this woman pressed through the crowd, as she touched Him, something took place that was supernatural. Something that the doctors couldn't help her with. Something that man could not help her with. Only a divine, awesome God could do something for this woman. It was only the touch of Jesus. And as she reached out and touched that hem, I want to tell you, friends, today, Lord, that something happened to her as she reached out in desperation, as she reached out in faith. Power went through her body, and instead of this sickness dictating terms, suddenly it left her body, and she was completely healed by the power of our great and awesome God. Now our God is the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He's the same forever. And recently we had a man, well, he's still in our church, a man in our church that had a blood disease, incurable, a death sentence over his life. And yet, he did what this woman did. He pressed through in prayer to reach out for the touch of our great God, the touch of our Savior. And as he pressed on, as people around him gathered and joined their faith to press through in prayer, that same power that touched that woman 2,000 years ago touched his body and made him completely well. Oh, I want to tell you, our God is bigger, our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is more than. And today, in this moment, as we worship, you can experience that same touch, the same greatness of a God who loves you, who cares for you, has a perfect plan for your life. You see, His ways are higher than our ways. He's an awesome God. He wants to do the miraculous in your life right now as we worship. I want to stir your faith today. Would you press through the crowd? Would you press through every limitation? Would you press through everything that people would try? on you. Would you press through your past? Would you press through to a God who loves you? To a great God. To an awesome God. To a glorious God. To a wonderful Savior.